The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Mead. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Lou Need, and today I have the honor of introducing a very special guest to the show, Justin Gordon. Justin is a podcaster, a blogger, entrepreneur. He started JustGoGrind.com to help others launch businesses. Justin is an emerging entrepreneur with extensive digital marketing experience, and he is passionate about helping others build their businesses and their passion. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm delighted to have you on board. Today, we're going to talk about some digital marketing tools and skills that one needs. And also, we'll talk about JustGoGrind.com and how you've helped individuals and businesses launch.
Awesome.
So tell us a little bit about your background and tell us your story.
Yeah, I got started with entrepreneurship in 2013 when I launched a personal training company called Just Go Fitness. And I was running that kind of on the side along with the gym I was working at. And that's where I got my feet wet in terms of entrepreneurship. I was reading different books and blogs and I was like, I want to do this thing. And I ended up that started as a blog. And then I started coaching people in their homes or then also eventually it turned into an online company as well, where I was training people. And then over years, there's lots of little stories in between, but over a few years, I eventually decided to launch Just Go Grind in 2018 to help people with their careers and now more so focus on helping people launch and grow businesses.
Yeah, I mean, Just Go Fitness was very successful and you started that as a side hustle, but you had more than 5,000 monthly visitors.
Yeah, and that's all from blogging and just learning about what you can do to drive traffic and being more intentional with your SEO, so search engine optimization. And I originally just started blogging and started writing anything I knew about health and fitness. And as it progressed, it was like, how do you get more traffic? How do you actually bring more visitors to your site? And I was targeting more keyword specific. So I was doing keyword research and thinking through what people would actually type to get on my site and then writing articles that were much more in-depth. And those ones ended up ranking better. And those are the reasons why I ended up getting the thousands of visitors to the site, which honestly, it still happens to this day, even though I don't really write on that anymore. I'm not as focused on that. But because I was intentional with the posts I wrote, they still get hundreds, if not thousands of visitors every single year because of that.
That's fantastic. So the blogging and having the right SEO. So it's not simply just giving away content, because we hear that you have to give what you provide, what you offer, give it away for free. And then you can start getting paid for it. So you weren't just giving free content. You realized to drive more traffic, you needed to have more in-depth content.
Yeah. In-depth content ranks a lot better in Google. And there's different things out there. If you look at, I think it's averaged between 2,000 and 3,000 words per article is like the number one position in Google. And for the really competitive keywords, whether it be like digital marketing or online marketing, I mean, those blog posts will be like small books. They'll be like 10,000 words, some of those. And so that is really what ends up driving traffic. And the key thing too with that is if you don't have a way to capture emails or capture that contact information, the traffic is kind of worthless. And I also realized that early on. And so you also have to build your email list through that, through having some type of lead magnet or some type of free giveaway that you give people to kind of entice them to give you their information so you can follow up with them and eventually, you know, build a relationship and sell products through that.
Mm-hmm. Just like social media, if you don't, they're not your audience. They're not your clientele, because you don't have any of their information in terms of email to be following up with them. You didn't capture it on your own.
Right. And you want those repeat, you want the repeat customers, right? Or the repeat, like if someone goes to your site once, it's not really that useful, but if you can contact them again, it's just such a value add because you can build a business off of that.
Mm-hmm. So you build that, you learn that in, as you were building Just Go Fitness, and now you've taken it over to justgogrind.com. Tell us about that.
Yeah. And so Just Go Grind started as I was kind of transitioning careers. I was working at an e-commerce company and wanted to do something different. And I knew I was going to go and get an MBA. So I'm currently a second year MBA student at University of Southern California. And in that process, I knew that I wanted to change careers and then help people with careers. So when I started Just Go Fitness, it was sharing all the things I had learned about health and fitness with other people to help them. And then when I was changing careers and figuring out what was the next venture potentially I would start or what career I would go into next, it was kind of in my head, I always think of how can I leverage what I'm learning to then help other people along the way. And so Just Go Grind was born out of that as more of a career site focused on how do you find the right career? How do you find a dream job? If entrepreneurship is your dream job, what does that even look like? How would you kind of enter that? And so I started with blogging initially. And so that was like, I think January 2018, started blogging there, got some traffic. And then I always have wanted to start a podcast. And so June of 2018, I launched the Just Go Grind podcast. I initially focused on a combination of careers as well as entrepreneurs. And then it's shifted probably a couple months in and shifted to more so entrepreneurs, business people, and really focusing on how do you actually launch and grow a business. And so that is the transition from there. And I'm still going strong with that now a year and a half later.
That is quite a journey.
It's been fun though.
It's been a wild ride, a whirlwind of fun, it sounds like. You're pursuing what you essentially love. Like, it was fitness at the time and you built a business around that. Now you're in business school and you're learning getting all these tools. Now you've developed the business around that to help other people.
Yeah. And it's been one of those things where, you know, you kind of scratch your own itch, but I always want to help people. And if I know something, I feel like if I can scale that by sharing it through a podcast or sharing it through a blog, then many people can reach out and get that information. And it's one of those things where I was getting questions anyways on entrepreneurship related topics. And I would always I'd rather write a blog about it and have the in-depth guide and just direct them because it's easier to kind of have a lot of people see it. And then, I built businesses off of that and kind of knowing what I've learned from Just Go Fitness over the years of digital marketing and SEO and all those things and applying it to the businesses now that I'm working with, which is Just Go Grind, Pod Puppy, and also Startup 2.0, which is another show I'm launching. Actually, just came out this week.
Sharing a lot of content is the model of your business. Your businesses, you have several.
Yeah, all content education and kind of where I want to take that too is going to be more so building community. But I think content, if you have the right information to start with, it at least gives you a starting point into then build your company or change careers. But it's only just the beginning, let's just say, is having the content. But it is how people find you. You know, it's how you can build a business off of people knowing you or hearing about you. It's all through content.
Mm-hmm. You become the expert, the authority figure in that area, in that niche, in that field.
Yeah, exactly.
And add value there. Because you also have a podcast production company. Pod Puppy.
Yeah. Pod Puppy was also kind of the same thing of built off of, I was working with the virtual assistant for Just Go Grind to produce my show. And it was one of those things where it was like, why can't we build a company off of that as well? So my co-founder, Zach, he's my best friend and he was on the podcast actually earlier. He has his own company as well. And we were thinking, you know, actually we were in Bali and we were thinking of business ideas and it was kind of the no brainer. Podcasting is growing so much and people need help producing their shows. And there's definitely some podcast editors out there already, but we thought we could do it in a way that was more cost effective and also just kind of put systems in place to run that business. And so got our first few clients already and growing. And so that's been a fun thing to do as well as everything else.
So you help them save more time so they can focus on the marketing piece and getting the listenership up.
Yeah, exactly. Like producing your show, I mean, that's something realistically, if you're trying to build a business out of your podcast, like you shouldn't be producing your show yourself, you should be doing the marketing. You should be building partnerships. You should be figuring out how to make your show itself better, and then building the business around it. And if you're spending hours and hours editing podcasts or creating images and stuff, maybe not necessarily the best use of your time. If you are trying to build a business out of it, and if you're not, that's fine. If you like the process, by all means. But what we've kind of found is we enjoy one outsourcing, so we have time to do more important tasks. And with the businesses we're currently working with, like, they have other revenue streams. The podcast kind of is their lead generation and helps them grow their brand. And to have someone help them edit the podcast, like, they absolutely love it.
So you outsource it. You take it, say I'm a client, you take it from me, you do the production for my show, and you outsource it to virtual assistants.
Yep. So we have a combination of things. So we have a combination of people on staff, essentially, as virtual assistants, in a variety of places. So we have a team kind of managing the editing, all the editing side of things, and then managing kind of the email side of things and outreach. And then, for instance, like, my co-founder would do some of the systems in terms of organizing the whole team and everything and making sure everything runs smoothly. And I'll do many of the partnership calls and calls with potential podcasters as they want to talk more and through everything. And we're leading the charge in the sales marketing side of things, me and my co-founder Zach, and then the team itself is doing more of the actual editing. I will say, early on though, when we're just testing out the idea, and this is for anyone who has an idea, early on you're doing everything yourself, right? Like, initially it was Zach and I were editing the shows ourselves, we were creating the images ourselves for the first few clients, and then as it progressed and people paid us, we knew that we had an actual something, at least, where people were clearly interested. It was clearly a need in the market. And then we hired on virtual assistants to kind of help us through that process as well.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to hire on assistants? Within a few months, a year?
Yeah, I mean, it's only been since June of 2019 that we even had the idea and got started with reaching out to people. And I'd say within a matter of a couple of months, we had the assistants to help with the editing more in depth. And we've worked with virtual assistants before for other businesses as well. And it's such a help. It's learned from the Tim Ferriss ways with the 4-hour work week, of kind of outsourcing things. And we have some people helping with outreach, but those first kind of assistants to help edit really came a couple months in.
Yeah. And then I think it's an art to know when it's time to delegate or get some assistance to do it for you. As a new beginner, you know, you want to be on the grind. You want to learn all the ins and outs of your business. But if it's eating up a lot of your time and keeping you from working on your business because you're too busy working in it, then you got to really have that discernment of when it's a good time to venture, to actually start outsourcing some of the things.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And it's always like, most of the time it's before you're ready, before you're really ready. But I think we found that having systems in place is really helpful. And if you could do that early on, it makes it easier to outsource everything. So we use Trello to manage our flow with podcasters. And for now, that works great. We use a combination actually of Trello and Google Drive to organize everything. But without those systems in place, there's no way we'd be able to have any virtual assistants or any team at all, because it would be way too much to handle. But the systems we have in place now work really well.
Yeah. And this is applicable to any line of business, because you wonder, it'd be nice to get the assistance, it'd be nice to get the help, but don't have the money.
Well, and that's one thing too with hiring assistants. You can start small. I mean, you don't have to hire someone full time. You can hire someone part time. You can hire someone for a project to get used to doing it and to get used to delegating. And maybe even if it's 5 hours a week, you know, depending on the price of it, it's not that much of an investment. And also, when you do make that investment, it does force you to think of, okay, what should I really be doing in the business to help it grow, to focus on those things that matter, or those revenue generating activities that people hear about? Like, what should those things be? And if you can delegate a few hours of time to tasks that you probably shouldn't be doing, it really can help you grow the business even further.
Mm-hmm. Well put. So, Justin, with your extensive digital marketing background, do you tie that back together with your production business to help, say, businesses with their social media marketing and online marketing?
Yeah, we've done a little bit of that. So we've kind of consulted with a couple of the companies we're working with and mentioning, oh, here are some strategies you could use to grow your business besides obviously outsourcing the podcasting production side of things. And a few of them, yeah, have done that. I think it'll end up being a bigger part of the business as we move forward because actually me and my co-founder, we both have a lot of digital marketing experience. He worked at an agency. I worked for an e-commerce company and ran basically all the digital marketing. And so understanding the Facebook ads, Instagram ads, understanding SEO, understanding content marketing and how that fits into helping a business grow is obviously a value add for other companies as well. And and with the podcast production company, we're working with a lot of businesses. So most of the podcasts are business podcasts because those people have businesses outside of the podcast that obviously then support paying someone to edit their show. And so it just all kind of works together that way where I think we'll eventually end up doing way more on the kind of consulting on growing their business and brand as a whole with podcasting being part of that.
Ooh, as a podcaster, I know the struggle. I know the...
Yeah.
the fun and the joy that comes with it is becoming a business. I mean, it's constant for me. It's all I think about. It's all I dream about when I am not thinking, up and thinking, and just ways to improve it, ways to actually get assistance so that I can focus on creating content. I really love creating content. I really love reading, like as you do as well, and listening to content that I can actually break it down so others can understand it because I'm a teacher at heart. And so I love doing that. And I know you mentioned when you first started out with Just Go Fitness, you were reading a lot of books and you're like, all right, I can do this entrepreneur thing. I really like it. And tell me what is one thing that stuck out with you in the books? Because I know mindset is crucial in being an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I think the number one thing that comes to mind, something that I've seen over and over again as you talk to more people who have thought about starting things and don't end up doing it, is taking action. I think every single person I read about, every single book, you just get this feeling of all they did was get started. You know, they took action. They whatever step that was, however small it was, however large it was, they took action over and over and over again. And that's one thing that I've kind of prided myself on is just being an action taker. And so even though I've read all these books, I think early on it was learning, okay, let's learn about what business is. Let's learn about how these people start companies. But then if you could be stuck learning and reading the entire time and never take any action and not make any progress. And so one thing I learned from these books, the number one thing is to be an action taker.
Be an action taker, move at the minute that you get the inspiration, because that can change in the next 5 minutes.
Because
they say faith without action is dead. So if you believe and you are listening to all this, you're reading all this positive and inspirational books, if you do nothing with it, the application of knowledge is where the sweet spot is.
Yeah. And that's, I think, what separates people. And being at USC now and in this MBA program, I've gotten to listen to some amazing guest speakers. And I mean, these people are, literally billionaires have been spoken in class, people who have massive companies. And if you listen to their stories, they all just take action and they find whatever path they're passionate about or whatever they see an opportunity for, they take action, whatever that first step is. And you know, there's a lot of failure along the way, but overall, I think as long as you are an action taker, you're always trying to learn and actually do things. I think you'll come out in the end way better and you'll make progress and you'll build things and you'll create things. And I think you'd be much happier for that if you just take action, knowing that you might make mistakes, but that's okay, that you'll actually be able to build things.
I have just a little story to share about that. I was looking at my podcast setup. I have two iMacs and I like the dual screen. And I remember the first time I bought my my MacBook, and I had just the inkling idea of like, oh, I'd like to record things. So I look for a MacBook and I bought a used one, and I used for a MacBook that already had like editing software on it. But that was a year ago. This was like in 2018. And then I'm looking back a year later, I have this whole setup. I actually do have a podcast. I actually do sit and edit, and I acted. I took action that moment, and that action actually led to other sites I can now see and move forward. Like, you know how you're driving, you can You can only see so far until you drive a little further. Then you and it's revealed to you what more is out there. And it's just that notion of taking action really does open up new opportunities. But if you didn't act, you wouldn't have you wouldn't be able to see the new things that come up.
Yeah. It's so important. And actually, even with that too. So when I was doing the podcast, I've done it for, you know, over a year now, 86 episodes up. And as I went along in that process, I interviewed one person named Lucas Poles, who's at a company called Quake Capital before. And now he's with Spark XYZ, which is his company. He's going full time into his own company. And, you know, he reached out to me about a partnership and doing a show for him because he had seen the action I had taken on my podcast over and over and over again. And he wanted to have me on board to help create a show for him. And that only came from me starting my podcast in the first place. So good things do happen once you get started.
Yeah. A whole new world opens up of opportunities. People take notice. People want to help you when you act first.
Yeah.
And so thank you for sharing that. Let's talk a little bit about finding your purpose, because you have gone down this journey where it's all about finding what makes you happy and doing what makes you happy and using your skill sets to help other people. And so let's talk about how you were able to find your purpose throughout your journey.
Yeah, I think it's been a variety of things. I've always been pretty introspective. And so I think self-awareness is a huge part of it. So how do you get to that point though? You can say self-awareness, but how do you actually understand who you are and what you want? I think for me, it's always been a combination of journaling and reading. So I do read a lot of books and gather those insights, whether it be business, whether it be autobiographies, which I love as well, to understand other people or how they function. And always kind of looking at that from the lens of, do I agree or disagree with them? Is this what I want, what I don't want? And then through pretty extensive journaling, I used the 5-minute journal for a long time, or just notebooks and writing out how I feel about things and where I want to go, directions I want to go. Now I use one line a day is the journal. It's basically like a paragraph every day. You can write something in there, and it kind of just makes my thinking clear of how the days are going. How do I feel like I'm in line with where I want to be and where I eventually want to end up. And I think that that journaling routine, it's pretty consistent almost every day. Definitely every day for the one journal. But over the years, looking back the last few years, it's been that having time to sit down, reflect, and think about what you actually want and where you want to go, and then revisiting that every month or two, having conversations with other people and seeing how they operate to give you ideas and reading to get more ideas. And that kind of all formulates a ever-changing, evolving plan of where you want to go and like where you're at now. And so it's a combination of kind of all those things of reading and writing consistently to understand like what I want and what's important to me.
Yeah, hashing out a plan and that the journal and the meditation actually helps you to understand yourself better and see your progress because you're documenting everything along the way.
Yeah.
So you look back and you know what you were thinking a week ago and how that has changed, how the development, the growth has taken place. So that actually segues into your morning routine. Tell us, how do you get up, dress up, and show up?
It's ever changing, but I'd say for the most part, it's actually really consistent of some basics. So get up, have coffee, and then work on my first task of the day. Typically get up super early. Always been kind of an early riser because I used to do personal training and I wanted to work on writing blog posts before my first client of the day. And the coffee shop opened at 5. And so I would get up and get to the coffee shop at 5 to get 2 or 3 hours of writing in. And that kind of progressed into what I still do today, which is get up at 3 or 4 a.m. Sometimes a little bit later. But I have coffee first, work on my first task for about an hour or so as I kind of have that coffee, and then go work out. And right now I've been on a running kick. And so I just run for typically around 8 miles for like an hour. And then I shower, have breakfast, work on more tasks. And then depending on the day, if I have classes with MBA or not, it's a matter of then working on that. And then that's kind of the start of the day. If I have an off day in terms of no class, then typically it'll be that same kind of schedule. But then after the workout, shower, breakfast, it's going to a coffee shop to get some more quality work done for a few hours. And then depending on that, the day goes many places from there.
Because you have several businesses that you're running and you get to work wherever, remotely.
Yeah. Yeah. So for the most part, it's remote, everything I'm doing, except for now with the new show, with Spark XYZ. The show is called Startup 2.0. And that actually we film in West Hollywood because it's a video show. So we film at, the founder's apartment, actually, because he's a nice setup there. So we bring guests there to do video shows. We batch those recordings. And so we do 3 interviews each day, back to back to back. And so that's one of the things where I have to do it here in Los Angeles. Everything else, though, is remote in terms of editing, in terms of writing, in terms of how I run my Just Go Grind podcast. Almost everything is remote.
Wow, you are up at 3 or 4 in the morning.
It's a little insane, I admit, but for me, having that quiet time in the morning when no one else is awake, I get the most productive work in, and I've kind of always been that way. It does make it difficult at times, if you know, with the having a social life and going, you know, hanging out with people in the nighttime. I do push back the morning routine start time if I do go out or anything, but for the most part, I try to stay consistent anywhere between 3 or 4. Maybe as late as like 5, but typically up early because I think that focused time in the morning is kind of the most important time in my day.
It is. You're at your prime and you're thinking, the juices are flowing, creativity is flowing. And that's why you use it to write, and that's creating content. I get up sometimes at 3 a.m., but not by choice. I will have a pressing, say if I'm thinking about something, as I'm always thinking about the growth of my business and my podcast and my brand, I get up and I have great ideas, even content. I will get up and start writing at 3 a.m., like it's usually like 3:30 a.m., and I'll get up and write for 1 hour, 2 hours, but eventually go back to bed until 5 for my workout.
Yeah.
Now, for you, and you know, that's your regular schedule. So that means you don't have an evening, because I try to go to bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock. So for you, if you're waking up at 3 and getting quality sleep, you're going to bed quite early.
Yeah, it varies. So anywhere from honestly like 8:30 to like 10 p.m. It depends on the day. I do shoot for around 7 hours of sleep, but realistically, it doesn't always happen. So I'd say 6 to 7 hours of sleep is pretty typical for me. Weekends, sometimes it's more. Can I catch up on that? Obviously, that's important. It just depends on the day. It's really varied on, like, right now, it's a unique place to be in with an MBA program, because whether it be social events, opportunities to have speakers, and you want to see these different speakers talk about whatever topics they may be talking about. There's so many different things going on. I can't have a consistent schedule, but for the most part, I'd say trying to get to bed around 9-ish, and then getting up between 3 or 4 is kind of the goal every day.
Really, I want a recap for the audience. Meditation and journaling. Journaling is actually key, very key to actually put your thoughts down on paper and actually see your growth, because then you're documenting everything. You're seeing your progress over time as well. And meditation allows you to listen. I heard Dr. Monroe Miles says prayer is talking to God, and meditation is God talking to you. And we don't allow that. We don't allow the opportunity to listen from infinite intelligence. We don't allow the opportunity for us, the subconscious minds, to give us the answers we're seeking, that we're exactly asking for. We don't get ourselves a chance to quiet down, and we just get so busy. So meditation, I'm glad you brought it up, Justin. Meditation is key, and then writing on your journal and doing it consistently daily, as you have been doing. I really like what you said about taking action, just getting started. You won't have it mapped out. You won't have the plans laid out. But if you take action, then it will be revealed to you. Steve Jobs says, it's easier to connect the dots looking backwards than it is looking forwards. Like, you can't outline a straight line to your destination or your destiny, your dream. But if you start today, then you can make progress towards it. Let the audience know, how can we connect with you?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if they want to email me, that's perfectly fine. Justin@justgogrind.com. Otherwise, on Instagram, JustinGordon8 is kind of my personal Instagram, all different things there. And then Just Go Grind as well on Instagram. And then looking at the actual sites themselves, justgogrind.com is where I have all the podcast information, articles, some in-depth articles as well on there. And then with the podcast production company, it's podpuppy.com. And then if people want to actually check out the new show, just Startup 2.0, sparkxyz.io is kind of the the main site for that company. And so the show will be on there as well. But happy to connect with people, reach out. Feel free. More than happy to connect.
Justin, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I will talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Well, all right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
All because of a fancy bike?
It's not just a bike. Peloton makes treadmills too.
All treadmills are the same.
Our treadmills can adjust speed and incline automatically, so you never break your stride. Whether you're squeezing in a power walk or training for a marathon, Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try the Peloton Tread risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.